KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at high school sports around the area last night. In high school boys baseball, it was a lot of non-conference play last night. Quick rundown of conference action. In the Hawkeye 10, it was Clarinda over Creston 7-0. In Western Iowa Conference tournament play, Trainer defeating Audubon by an 8-6 final as A.J. Schultz had a home run and a couple of runs knocked in as well. He had a couple of hits in that ball game and helped Trainer to that victory last night over the Wheelers. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox beat Southwest Valley 5-4, Mount Air over Bedford 14-2. Lots of non-conference play around the region last night. Among those games, Atlantic picks up an 8-1 win over Cam last night. Gunnar Kirchhoff belted a home run, knocked in three among his two hits last night to help out the Trojan effort. Lane Nelson threw a complete game five hitter, striking out nine Cougars in that ball game. Garrett McLaren had a couple of knocked in, and Wyatt Redenball also knocked in a couple of runs last night to help out the Trojans' effort in that contest. Also, Harlan, a 5-0 winner over Carroll last night. Tegan Casper Bauer threw a five-hit shutout in that ball game last evening. Also, Denison defeated South O'Brien 6-0. It was Storm Lake over St. Albert 6-3. Gilbert beating Kemper Catholic 7-2. West Harrison over East Mills 14-0. Winterset beat Nottoway Valley 13-10. Coon Rapids Bayard over Alta Aurelia by a final of 7-3 in boys baseball last night. And girls softball action around the area last evening. In conference action, Hawkeye 10 conference play saw Creston beat Clarinda 13-2. In Western Iowa Conference tournament play, Audubon 11-8 winners over Riverside last night as the Wheelers found themselves down 4-0 early before rallying back to score 11 consecutive runs in that ballgame. Bunch of players hitting home runs last night for the Wheelers. Five different players homered last evening, including Jordan Porsche and Callie Earlmeyer. They also had three knocked in that ball game each with three hits apiece as they pick up the win. Kenna Ford had a homer and went 3-for-4 last night for Riverside as they came up short. Also, AHSTW beat Riverside by a final of 7-0 last night. Grace Porter knocked in a couple with three hits last evening. And also Darian Hansen had a bases-clearing triple for AHSTW to help them pick up the win as Kaylee Jones shut out the Cardinals in six innings last night. Also, it was Tri-Center beating IKM Manning 4-3. Underwood beat Tri-Center by a 13-2 final. Also, Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 1-0, all in Western Iowa Conference tournament action. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Southwest Valley 5-1. Mount Air beat Bedford 15-0. Also, in non-conference girls softball play last night, Griswold beating Shenandoah by a final of 6-1. Anna Kelly tripled among her three hits and had four knocked in last night for Griswold as they pick up the win. Brenna Rozelle got the win in that contest in the circle. Also, Cam beat Orient Maxburg 11-1. Harlan over Sioux City East 11-1. Kemper Catholic beat Glen Ralston 12-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton 8-6 over Glenwood. West Harrison beat Sydney 9-0. Earlham over Coon Rapids Bayard 15-0. South Central Calhoun topping Arweva by an 8-6 final last night in girls high school softball. Well, Mississippi State rolled to a 13-2 win over Vanderbilt. There'll be a deciding game in the College World Series this year as Lane Forsyth knocked in a couple of runs among his three hits last night as they had a bunch of activity on the bases last night for the Bulldogs as they scored four times last night in the third inning and also five times in the seventh inning last night as Mississippi State, a big winner over Vanderbilt last night. That'll force a third and deciding game in the College World Series. That deciding game three will be tonight in Omaha. Vanderbilt looking for back-to-back College World Series championships. Mississippi State looking to knock off Vandy tonight in that championship match. In Major League Baseball action last night, Cardinals were winners as they grab a 3-2 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Nolan Arenado had a home run last night, drove in a pair last evening to help out the Cardinals' effort. Carlos Martinez also was strong on the hill for St. Louis, striking out six along the way. Also, the Royals were short again last night. The Red Sox beating Kansas City 7-6. Ryan O'Hearn, though, bright spot for the Kansas City Royals He had three hits, including a home run, drove in a pair last night as well. And Michael A. Taylor had a homer and three RBIs, was 3-for-3 at the plate last night for the Royals, but not enough in a 7-6 loss to the Red Sox. Also in Major League Baseball, it was the Yankees over the Angels 11-5. Nationals beat the Rays 4-3. Phillies over the Marlins 4-3. Blue Jays beat the Mariners 9-3. Padres over the Reds 5-4. Mets beat the Braves 4-3. Brewers over the Cubs 2-1. White Sox beat the Twins 7-6. Orioles over the Astros 13-3. Rockies beat the Pirates 8-0. Rangers 5-4 over the A's. Dodgers beat the Giants 3-1. Tigers at Indians was postponed yesterday. Well, Iowa got a Oklahoma high school quarterback to commit this week. Carson May announced his commitment this week on social media. May is ranked by 24/7 Sports as the number 82 quarterback in the country for the 2022 class. He also had some interest from Iowa State, Colorado, and Baylor, and had other offers from Western Michigan and Old Dominion. He threw for over 3,000 yards and 26 touchdowns in his junior season, also running for 14 touchdowns among 650 yards last season. He's a 6'5", 215-pound quarterback who, again, will be part of the 2022 class for the Hawkeyes. In the NBA playoffs last night, Atlanta beat Milwaukee 110-88. That series tied at 2 apiece. And the Stanley Cup Finals will continue tonight with Game 2, Montreal at Tampa Bay. The Lightning have a 1-0 lead in that series. Let's check a sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.